Welcome, everybody, to my next solo outing for Gamer Discretion Advised. Today, I'm going to discuss the Mass Effect Trilogy Remastered. I wasn't sure if I was going to even do this, but it's on my mind, so I'm going to go ahead and cover it. Anyway, okay. Mass Effect Trilogy Remastered was a rumor. Nobody knew it was coming out. Then it leaked, I guess. And it's still, I guess, as of today, not technically official. However, it's been mentioned in circles, and there was a fiscal report for EA mentioning a remaster of the game, and their fiscal year ends in March of 2021. If there's going to be a release date, that's most likely going to be it. Or at least somewhere in there. So before April, that's pretty good, which means it'll also launch on the new Xbox and the new PlayStation. So that's exciting. Well, let me rephrase that. I don't know, it's not official if it's going to be on the PS5 yet, or PS4, or even it's going to be on the Xbox One. I'm assuming everything that comes out for the Xbox One is still going to be available for the Series X. I completely misspoke that and butchered the hell out of it. So the question I would have is, do we need it? Do we need a remastered? For consoles, I would say yes. But for PCs, possibly not. The reason I say this is because, number one, PC graphics are already scalable, and they're already exceptional to begin with. So if you're running a very good PC for gaming, it probably looked amazing from day one, well, when it was released on the PC. Now, it was always made for consoles, so it was, in essence, compressed to fit on the disc. For a PC version, you wouldn't necessarily have to have that. Modders and the modding community most definitely have no problem improving their PC graphics. They do it anyway. Now, I read a really good article in Eurogamer by Kane Maher. I may mispronounce his name or butchered it completely, I'm not sure. Anyway, there's already a team of modders working in unison, improving that game already. And from the screenshots I saw, it looked quite amazing. They're fixing the game up from the ground up, beginning to end. I believe only for Mass Effect 3, but I know that the ending, the controversial ending, is most definitely what set these modders on their path, their war path of fixing the game, or at least what they believe need to be fixed. I approve of the ending. Yes, it was disappointing at first, for sure, and I've discussed this on other podcasts as well, but there is a theory which all evidence, to me, seems to align with it. And even BioWare themselves, who defended the ending to the death. And when everyone became upset or mad or angry at the ending, they pretty much just said, we stand by it. We're not gonna fight you on this. However, they did release a DLC that came out, which added new content to the ending to kind of placate people. But anyway, I've discussed it before, the indoctrination theory. The theory that through all three games, Shepard has been exposed multiple times to the Reaper indoctrination fields. I'm engaging my nerd mode. Indoctrination theory covers the ending very, very well. I'm not going to get into it here. We could go on for hours about it. There is two videos that I would point you to on YouTube. One is the indoctrination theory by Tyler Hansen. Now, that was 5 years ago he did that video. That video is 1 hour and 25 minutes. And then 3 years ago, the Game Theorists, which is Matt Pat and his crew, they covered it as well to prove it. And that video is 20 minutes. So that one's a little easier to watch. But however, a few years ago, I did watch the entire hour and 25 minute one by Tyler Hansen. And that most definitely convinced me. It gave me all the information that I needed. So he proved his point on that. I'm just saying I'm an advocate for it, and I believe in the that ending. Or that theory, sorry. However, the canon ending is the Renegade ending in the final moments. I would argue that it's the canon ending because of the after credits scene. Take that with a grain of salt. However you will. Many, many hours I spent on Mass Effect, maybe too much. I know that I played through ME1 many times, for 360. I still do not have all the achievements. Some of the achievements that I... Actually, it's the ones I don't have are playing through a majority of the game with certain characters. I played through ME1 with these characters. You have to take them on every mission you go on, these two characters. And it's not just play a majority of the game. It must be a massive majority, because I played through ME1 with... I don't even remember. It's been too long. I know that Rex was one of them, and I want to say Tally was the other, but I don't remember how fast you get Tally on your team. I played through the story, and I was on the Meteor DLC. There's a meteor heading towards a colony, and you can land on the meteor, and you have to do a side... It's a side mission, whatever. That's when I got the achievement at probably 90% complete of the game. Hell yeah, it's like super majority that you have to play with these characters on every away mission. With the remaster, this gives them ample opportunity to improve on what I would be considering an already amazing soundtrack. The Mass Effect 3 soundtrack is quite simply amazing. I can put it no other way. Leaving Earth, the track which plays when you actually leave Earth at the beginning of the game. Quick spoiler alert for those who haven't played it, because not everybody has. Part 3 opens with the Reapers attacking Earth. And that song plays as Shepard leaves. Shepard has been tasked with his mission to unify the galaxy in order to basically save Earth. I can't praise that track enough. And the other one would be the ending, which is called An End Once and For All. It's more melodic and piano type, but still very, very good. Leaving Earth will kind of fill you with a little bit of dread, a little bit of heartache, and a little bit of inspiration. So it's silly to be gushing over one track of a soundtrack, but it's quite amazing. I can say nothing else on that. The whole trilogy, I don't remember 2's DLC too well. I did play through 2 many, many times, but I don't recall all their DLC. However, Mass Effect 3 has some of what I would consider to be some of the best DLC ever. And that is the Citadel DLC. It's a departure from the doom and gloom seriousness of the Reaper invasion and the culling of the galaxy. And it adds a bit of James Bond-ish humor to the entire situation. I can say nothing else. And it ends with a big party and then a snapshot of all your characters. So whichever characters throughout the series you have chosen to die through your actions or inactions will not be in there. So that means you can't have Ashley and Caden. You can't have them both. Great dialogue. Every member of your team has their own side mission for that DLC. And I would have to say, by far, my favorite is Grunts. Grunts section for the Citadel DLC for Mass Effect 3 is just silly as hell, and I love it to death. As I said before, I don't know if this game is coming out on PS4. I do know that it will not be on Switch for launch. Thank you for joining me on this episode. It was just a little mini episode to fill in time while this whole pandemic, and now as I'm recording this, riots. Hopefully this little bit of information lighthearted enough to kind of take your mind off of it. Thank you for tuning in to my mini episode. I just wanted to cover a few things about the Mass Effect trilogy. There's a few things I didn't cover, but it's not really important. I just wanted to get the information out so we knew what was on the horizon. A few weeks ago, I was almost dead set against it. But as we sit here, and I've even just now talking about it, I've convinced myself that I must have it. I will have it, I must have it, and that is the final say.